Let's catch up with a good friend of the show, president of Michigan United Conservation Club's George Lindquist, back with us today. Thanks for coming in, hanging out in the studio with us to talk.
Thank you, Adam. It's always good to be here.
We got some things to talk about. There are some initiatives it looks like are on the horizon for wolves at the federal level. Plus, there is kind of a landscape management idea that you want to talk about as well. And we'll get to that in our next Outdoor Report. I want to start with some fishing bills that have recently passed the House at the state level. And they're about commercial fishing. Is that correct?
Yes. There's three bills that are like tied together. And they passed the House. It kind of update regulations and management of our commercial fishing industry. Yeah, a lot of those regs for commercial fishing go back to like the 20s, and they're just very outdated. For instance, a number of places, if they catch too many fish of a certain type, game fish, they're only fined like $50 to $100. And that could be on their total catch of these. And you and I pay by pound, and it's much, much higher. So the idea is to kind of like update these regulations, mark where their nets are, give GPS coordinates, and you'll be able to go online and find where these nets are so you can avoid them. Anybody that's had a cannonball caught into a net while they're trolling realizes what an issue this can be. So it just makes them easier to avoid that way.
Let's talk about the fines again real quick, because I think what you're saying is, as an individual sportsman, we're paying a much higher fine per violation versus a commercial fisherman. And I'm assuming that MUCC is not saying that commercial fishing should be gone. They're not trying to eliminate commercial fishermen. I mean, there's a need for that, obviously. But you're saying let's revisit what really should be happening when it comes to managing your catch rates.
Well, exactly, and it's protect game fish. You know, it was the sportsmen that brought our game fish back. So our fisheries is built upon our sport fishing industry. So, yeah, it's not meant to put commercial fishermen out of business at all, really. What it is, it's supposed to just bring up the guidelines a little bit, make them a little bit more accountable, help pay for their oversight. And even these bills won't be enough to actually cover the monitoring that gets done, but it's definitely a step in the right direction.
So it's gone through the House, and now it's in the Senate. Has it ever gotten this far before? Because I know the MUCC has lobbied for this in the past, right?
Actually, it's this year that's really been brought forward. Well, last year too, I guess. But yeah, this is something we've been working on and trying to update these regulations and get them more in line with today, and basically to protect our game fish.
Any thoughts on what's going to happen in the Senate or what could happen?
Well, it passed the House at a very nice margin, but we really need people and organizations to speak in support of this. You can go online. You can go to MUCC.org, and you can look this information up. You can look at the bills themselves, ask that a card of support be put in. This goes to the Senate Natural Resources Committee on March 18th. So that's coming up soon. That's next Thursday, I believe.
All right. Well, keep us posted on the results of that in the Senate. And I appreciate you bringing this to our attention today on the Outdoor Show. I'd like to have you hang around as usual for our next Outdoor Report. And I want to get into this MUCC landscape management resolution for wolves and talk about what is possibly going to happen as early as March 14th at the federal level with wolves as well, if we get you to hang around.
Thank you, Adam. I think it's good information and people ought to know what's going on.
President of MUCC, George Lindquist, stay tuned. We'll continue on The Outdoor Show.